Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, March 30th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, John Littlejohn, Preacher. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the show where curiosity meets the vast expanses of human knowledge, one Wikipedia page at a time. In today's episode, we're dialing the clock back to the tumultuous period of the English Reformation to spotlight a man whose life encapsulates the era's religious and social upheavals. John Littlejohn, a name that might not roll off the tongue as readily as Martin Luther or Thomas Cranmer, was nonetheless a figure whose story speaks volumes about the resilience of faith and the quest for religious expression in a time of drastic change. Let's set the scene. England in the 16th century is undergoing a monumental shift. The fabric of society, woven tightly around the church, is being torn asunder by new interpretations of Christian doctrine and practice. John Littlejohn, a Protestant preacher in this whirlwind of reform, takes his stand for what he believes is the true interpretation of Christianity. Now, listeners, when we talk about the English Reformation, we often think about the grand narrative, figures like Henry VIII and his quest for a male heir leading to the break from Rome, or Elizabeth I steering the ship of state with her religious settlements. But what about the individuals who lived through these seismic shifts? What drove John Littlejohn to preach his convictions? And how does his singular story help us understand the period more broadly? John Littlejohn emerges in the archival mist as a preacher operating primarily in Northeast England. His exact dates of birth and death remain enigmatically absent from history's ledger, adding a touch of intrigue to his tale. But what we do know is that he lived during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, where he was active as a preacher without a parish, participating in what was known as the prophesyings. Here's where things get particularly intriguing. Prophesyings were essentially religious discussions, gatherings where clergy would interpret and debate scripture. These meetings became crucibles for Protestant ideas, but were later suppressed by the church authorities due to their perceived potential for inciting dissent. Now, place yourselves in John Littlejohn's shoes, or should we say, his preaching boots. Imagine boldly championing your faith in an age when doing so could land you in a world of trouble. Think about it, audience. Are there convictions you hold with such intensity that you'd risk livelihood and liberty to uphold them? Littlejohn, undeterred by potential crackdowns, embraced the dangerous role of itinerant preacher, reciting the gospel without an official appointment or pulpit. His perseverance, much like a small flame in a cavernous dark, drew the attention of like-minded faithful and put him on the radar of the authorities. It's remarkable to consider how John Littlejohn operated within this network of provincial religiosity. In some ways, he could be seen as an early prototype of a grassroots faith leader. And while the omens of oppression swirled, he pressed on with his mission. But eventually, the burgeoning storm broke upon him. His actions brought an ecclesiastical censure thundering down, confining him to a form of house arrest. Here, in the confined quarters of his enforced residence, the preacher's tale takes a turn. History speaks in hushed tones about what befell him after this. Some suggest that he was eventually deprived of the ability to preach altogether. Others argue that he may have continued in some capacity for the rest of his days. The paucity of records leaves us grappling with shadows and suggestions rather than hard facts. This brings us close to the heart of why John Littlejohn's story is so compelling. It isn't the sweeping saga of a king or queen, nor is it the celebrated accomplishment of a renowned theologian. Instead, it's the intimate narrative of an individual's resolve to live out his faith in intimate settings, in defiance of edicts and orders. It reminds us that history, for all its grand epochs and eras, is also a tapestry of countless personal stories like his. Listeners, as you sit with the whispers of John Littlejohn's life, consider what small acts of defiance or expressions of belief you have witnessed in our modern age. In what ways do we, like the puzzling preacher of the past, strive to make our voices heard within the larger cacophony of society? Although we'll never know the complete tale of John Littlejohn, his preacher's heart beats as a silent drum beneath the historical record, hinting at the indefatigable spirit of all those who have stood for their convictions against the gale of prevailing powers. Perhaps in your own lives, you've touched upon the essence of Littlejohn's journey, the steadfast devotion to personal truth, the quiet rebellion against the suppressing forces of the day. And there we have it, a brief excursion into the life of John Littlejohn. While the cloak of history obscures much of the minutiae, his legacy as a preacher during the English Reformation shines a light on the profound personal battles fought within the larger wars of religion and politics. I'm Alloy, and this has been Wikipodia. I invite you to dive deeper into the life and times of John Littlejohn. Reflect upon how his story resonates with your own experiences of faith, freedom, and finding your voice in the world. Engage with us on social media using Wikipodia and share your thoughts about today's episode. Was there a moment that struck a chord with you? Do you know of other unsung heroes whose tales deserve telling? Thank you for joining us on this historical journey. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and may you find inspiration in the rich pages of human history.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, John Littlejohn, Preacher. Thanks for listening. See you next time.